We're following the latest out of Mali, where militants armed with guns and grenades stormed a Radisson Blue Hotel in the capital, Bamako. About 170 hostages were taken earlier today, including citizens of the U.S. and France, which is the former colonial power. Although Malian government officials say those hostages are no longer being held. The figure of the dead is yet to be confirmed, but an official at the UN mission in Mali says at least 27 people are believed to be dead. Malian authorities have been talking about only 3 dead. NPR's Africa correspondent, Ofabia Quist-Arkton, is following the story. Ofabia, welcome.
Greetings.
So what is the latest that's known about the situation at the hotel?
I think what we need to say is that the authorities in Mali say the gunmen who stormed the Radisson Blue Hotel in the capital Bamako are still holed out on the upper floors of that building. Mm. Now, it was the Malian combat forces backed by French special forces who tried to smoke them out, but it looks as if that hasn't happened yet. Now, as you say, state television is now saying at least 18 hotel guests were killed during the attack, but we cannot confirm that. Other reports say 27. Earlier in the day, we heard 3, and at least 2 of the attackers are reportedly killed in exchanges with the Malian troops. But there are many, many question marks at the moment. Hmm. And a militant group linked to Al-Qaeda, which is called Al-Murabitun, is claiming responsibility, but also almost impossible to verify and confirm that yet.
Wow. Well, if they're still holed up on the upper floors, it's very much an active situation. Do we have any further information about the attackers? And what about the hostages? Who were they?
Now, we are told that most of the hostages are now out. That's what the Malian authorities say, and that's what most sources are now saying. But how many dead, how many alive is the question. Are there Americans amongst them? Another question. It seems that most of them were foreigners. We're talking about a very high-end hotel, the Radisson mm-hmm. Blue, in a very posh part of Bamako, which lies on the river Niger. And so there were people from India, China, Guinea, mm-hmm. all over the world in that hotel. It took 7 hours to put an end to the siege in Bamako. But as we say, you know, what about these men who apparently arrived in the morning in a vehicle with, we're told, diplomatic license plates mm-hmm. and then entered firing guns and throwing grenades into the hotel and going floor by floor trying to get all these hostages together. 30 hotel personnel and 140 guests.
Hmm. Well, Mali, as we said, is a former French colony, and France was the first foreign country to send its forces to help Mali's government fight an Islamic insurgency that began in 2012. You were telling us how French forces were involved today. Were there any U.S. military personnel involved? And if so, where did they come from?
We're being told that there were some Americans in the mix who were there already for a different purpose, but that they have helped, as well as the French forces backing the Malian forces. That's what the U.S. is telling us. So it was support from U.S. military personnel. But let's talk about the French role, because, you know, spool back 3 years. Mm-hmm. 2012, there was a coup d'etat in Mali. And that was because people said the then government was not doing enough to support the army and not giving them the wherewithal to fight. And this wasn't Islamist extremists at the time. It was Tuareg Malian separatists mm-hmm. who want their own homeland in the north. Now, they appear to have invited Islamist groups who, in very short order, hijacked the separatist rebellion mm-hmm. and took over the entire north of the country for almost 1 year, including Timbuktu, that fabled city of mm-hmm. learning in the north. And it was the French forces, invited by the Malian government, who in January 2013 started the offensive against these disparate groups, I must say, some linked mm-hmm. to Al-Qaeda. And we were even told that Boko Haram, which is operating and killing in northern Nigeria and has pledged allegiance to Islamic State, that they had fighters there.
Okay.
They managed to drive them out of the north, but they were pushing towards the south, creeping towards the capital.
Oh, Fabian, the few moments we have left, tell us if attacks of this scale, and especially in the capital, are they common, and what's the government telling the people of Mali?
No, not common in Bamako, the capital. But I have to say that in March, there was an attack on a restaurant in which five people, including foreigners, were killed. The government, what can it say? This is chronic instability. Mali has been dealing with this for a very long time. Although they have been pushed out of the north, these Islamist fighters are still doing hit and raid suicide bombings. And in August last year, they killed five UN workers, amongst others, in a hostage.
We're going to have to leave it there. Situation. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton. Thank you so much, Ophebia.
And you, Indira. Bye-bye.